so we need some warm, smooth sounds, and we've invited some old friends of the Roadhouse in. Brian Morrison and Roxanne Berglund, welcome back to the Roadhouse.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Give me a second to make sure everybody's mics are on. Give me a...
Okay, here we go.
Check, check. Yeah.
Here's the guitar.
All right. All right.
There we go.
All right. Well, we thank you all for coming in tonight. We got Jeff Nemitz, engineer extraordinaire, show up just in time. Of course, producer Ann Passes lining it all up, and you guys got the right gear for the show.
That's
and
right.
You just came from Voyages? Is this wonder?
Yep, I'm having a night there.
Yeah, yeah, it's a busy weekend. So, you guys been busy?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot. It dropped off a little bit after the summer, which is pretty normal. And now I did a musical impressions show down at the Tweed Museum in Duluth. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some, I play at Voyager. I'm going back down to Duluth playing Amazing Grace.
On the 28th.
And Sir Benedict's.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Those are big time venues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're good for you guys. Yeah. I know the last time we spoke, you were in the midst of the review of the Morrison retrospect, the art, music, MASH. How'd that all go?
Yes. Oh, it was a great turnout at the Tweed.
Yeah.
I had a show up here at the ACA as well.
Yeah.
And that was a great turnout too.
Great. You
know? Yeah.
Great, guys. Well, it's great you've been busy. Have you got some new stuff for us, some old stuff? What are we going to hear?
Well, we're going to do two covers and then some originals. The first one is one we just did for the fundraiser. It's a favorite for this time of year. Doesn't really have a holiday theme, but it mentions the holidays, and it's Joni Mitchell's A River.
All right.
Just tell me, I got to suck up the mic
little closer to the mic.
Okay.
We'll get you dialed in. Play some tunes.
Yeah, all right. So here's our take on River. Don't snow here, and it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, and then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. And I wish I had a river. I could.
nice. Very nice interpretation. Is that what you call that when you add that little bit of extra?
Yeah, you know, I think we all listen to the songs, and then the first natural way to do it is to sing it along and then own it, create it, and make it your own. So.
And what is it about that song and Christmas being so tied together?
Well, it's, you know, it's her kind of her story of a little bit of a heartache, but go ahead.
Doesn't it have the motif in it?
Well, the Christmas motif?
Jingle bells.
It has the jingle bells.
It has jingle bells in it.
Yeah, so she uses the jingle bells, and then she...
And then she does mention Christmas once.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you never hear that song in July.
Yeah, because it says, you know, they're putting up reindeer and singing joy.
Oh, okay,
joy
now
peace.
I get it.
And you're skating.
All right.
Yeah, it's all
works
about
for
Frozen.
Me. Gets me in the holiday
mood. Yeah, yeah, and you know, Joni's got some really great stuff, and you don't always hear all of her works because she has so many. Yeah, so that's a good cover.
So Roxanne and Brianne, how long has that been a duo?
We started working together April of 2012, I believe it was. I performed at the ACA, some jazz on keys and an original, and he was playing, and I was looking for a guitar player, and so, yeah, it worked out, and we have done some jazz. We do jazz, like I'll sing with him at the Voyager and do jazz and blues, and then a lot of originals.
It's been so long. Time has no meaning at all.
Time has no meaning.
Yes. Yeah. We've always been together.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are kind of mystical like that.
Woo-woo.
I like that.
The woo-woos.
Have you taken any good vacations lately?
Let's see.
Last time we talked, you just got back from Costa Rica.
Oh, well, okay. New York. Yeah. And we went Cape to Provincetown.
Yeah, yes, Cape Cod.
And we took the kids.
Oh, I love the Cape.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, did you see some? Yeah, I love it out east. Did you see some live music out there?
Did we? Not really.
Did we see music? No.
No.
We saw the ocean.
No.
And
we saw a lot of street musicians.
Yeah.
Boy, that is the town
P-town.
For street musicians. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a street musician.
Yeah. Well, that's
in
the
Providence.
Goal.
In P-town.
We are specking out the equipment and the gear needed to do that. So that would just be a blast.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was fun. We swam in the ocean. You know, like I said, we brought the boys, and swimming with seals while you're watching whales blow in the distance. You know, it's kind of a trip.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really great.
And then we did go to New York for a week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
April.
And we stayed at the Pennsylvania Hotel, the Hotel Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Yeah, right across from Madison Square Garden.
Wow. And the Rangers were playing, so it was kind of a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
nice.
Was hollering out the windows and carrying on and everything.
Wow. Yeah, but we were tourists there. We went to the Empire State Building and all of the attractions.
Hey, that's all right. It's good to get away and do that every so often.
Yeah, it was.
It's a long way from here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
It is, and that actually segues us into our next song.
That's how we do it. That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter. Brianne writes as well. So this is one of mine called Out My Window, and this is a song basically about dreams out your window. So it is a long way away from here for all of these things we're talking about, but if we close our eyes and dream, and if we just, you know, look at our pictures and create our memories, a lot of times that brings us a lot closer. So... This song that we're going to do next is called Out My Window, and it is about looking out your window, dreaming, but actually going and doing. So this is our story. I woke up today and I said, Dear Lord, it's Monday. I wish today was Friday instead. 'Cause all I wanted to do was lie there and feel the cool sheets on my feet. But I got up anyway and sat on the side of my bed and said, Look out your window, girl, and open your eyes and tell me, what do you see? Oh,
I opened my window to let the air in, and I saw a bird flying high in the sky. I thought, if a bird can fly that high, so can I. So I packed my bags and I bought a ticket, and I flew on a plane to a faraway land, over oceans and deserts and mountains and cities and things that looked so grand. I stepped off the plane, got a rental car, and I drove to the ocean blue and said, girl,
all right, that was inspiring.
Out my window.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, see, so you just have to look out your window and close your eyes, and there you are.
I get it.
And for an ocean girl, that's integral to remember.
That's why we like the big lake.
Yeah.
And we are lucky enough to have live studio guests, live musicians in Studio A, Brian Morrison, Roxanne Berglund. Is it Roxanne and Brian, or Brian and Roxanne?
Well, actually, it's Rox and Soul.
Really?
Is the name of the band.
Well,
see,
color me impressed.
Yeah, so Brian has his jazz gig, and then I sing. Okay, so that's Brian Morrison jazz duo. Mm. And then we have, when I do my originals and we do covers, and it's Rox and Soul, because a lot of times we'll throw in some Beth Hart, some Etta James, you know, and a few jazz, but it's not Brian Morrison solo jazz. Mm. So, yeah.
Wow, you guys got it all going.
So technically, this is Rox and Soul.
We work hard.
It shows. Yeah, yeah. It shows.
But we like to have a lot of fun. So yeah. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, performance and art. And how's the crowd down at Voyager now? That's sort of the new venue in town, right?
Yeah, it's a great gig. It's a wonderful place to play. I like the room. You know, a lot of people said it was kind of boomy a little bit, but I don't think so. I just, you know, that's what equipment is for. You just adjust. You know, you turn your bass down or whatever, EQ for the room, and it's great.
Yeah, it's a great space, big space, big view, big windows.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of glass, a lot of stone. I could see the sound bouncing around, but you guys definitely got a nice sound to bounce.
It is a good place to play when it's empty, which is terrible to say because you want it full. But the other night, it was at the end of the night, we went over the time and, you know, we're like, hey, there's nobody here. Let's just go through some songs. And wow, it was incredible until the glass of water went over on the looper. That happens. Yeah. Technical difficulties. But yeah, it's a great place. We love all the venues in town.
Yeah. And do you play out much in Duluth? You say you got some gigs coming up downtown?
And that's pretty much solo jazz. Yeah. Yep.
Not rocks and soul.
Well, we would that to be, but at this point it is not. It is pretty much just Brian Jazz getting established, playing jazz venues. And he's doing the breakfast brunch at Amazing Grace. And that, you know, you can check his calendar at brianmorrison.com. Got to get the orgs and comms. And so the calendar is there. So that is a really nice crowd that comes in, and they really appreciate it, and people come to hear the music.
And then I have a really interesting gig coming up. It's on January 30th at Beaner's with Sam Miltich.
Oh.
So it's like I finally get to play with Sam.
Jazz, right?
Yeah, we're gonna really jazz it up, you know. And so Sam and me, we've known each other for quite some time now, and we've always tried to get a gig together. And so this is it. This will be our first gig, January 30th at Beaner's.
Nice.
On the west end of Duluth.
Where's Sam from again? Refresh me.
He is from Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
That's right, the range. Yeah, great sound. I know he's played up here a few times.
Yeah.
With the Clearwater Hot Club.
Clearwater Hot Tub.
Clearwater. Yep.
Hot Club.
Mm-hmm. Hot Club. Hot Tub. The Hot Tub Club.
We're going to get into movie trivia pretty soon if we keep that up.
Oh, no, we save that for after 7 is that show. Mm-hmm. We got that on next.
I was sitting out there talking with Sherry, and she's got some good ones to come up for small change.
Oh, yeah, so but don't give them out because people will start to research them.
No, you have, but you have to listen in. It's
I've been told,
one.
Like, don't give out the categories because people will Google them.
No, but you have to listen. It's going to be a good one.
Tough crowd. Well, we better not delay then on the musical harmonies if you guys want
to
play.
We are going to play, we haven't done this one for quite a while together, so this will be our first take together in, what, almost a year on this song? And we're going to do Lennon's Imagine. You know, there's a lot of heaviness, darkness going on with worldly events. You know, I don't think we need to mention all of them because they're just right there in front of us. And so this is a nice song to commemorate and hope for peace. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, and above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no
no need for greed or hunger.
Yes, what a dream, what a hope, what an imagination.
Right, that
so,
would be great.
Brian, I know you're a guitar connoisseur. I was going to ask you, what's the model of the month? What's your favorite guitar lately?
the model of the month here. I was looking at, yeah, I do want a new guitar about it at least every month.
Yeah, well, you know? Christmas is coming.
Yeah, I mean,
how many guitars you got?
Oh, let's see. I've got about.
You got your
five,
own like addition for the.
Yeah, I got my Taylor acoustic, which I love, of course, and then I've got my Gibson L5 archtop jazz guitar, and I got a couple Stratocasters, and let's see, what else do I have? A Charvel DX1.
Yeah.
Which is my shredder.
Sexy.
Yeah.
And that's enough now. You're getting me too excited. Right, yeah.
Well, I have a really nice bass, a Carvin bass, which is, I assembled it myself.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Labor of love. Mm-hmm. What about you, Roxanne? What's your favorite axe?
Well, I have a Mox F8. Yamaha, that's my keys, so that works for me.
Yamaha, you're a Yamaha gal.
Well, I like Roland, yeah, but really what I would love to have is a Steinway piano. I'm a pianist, and my training was as a classical pianist, and I've taught for quite some time, but not recently, and performed quite a bit down in the cities as a piano performance major, but, you know, my keyboard works pretty good, so I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a smooth sound. We got time for one more.
Okay,
good.
Well.
Great.
So let's see, we can do Bye Bye You or Rocket Fish?
Something happy.
Either.
Let's do, this is a little more upbeat. Let's do Bye Bye You.
Okay.
This is a song about a conversation of the mind.
Okay, great. Here we go.
All set?
Yeah.
Okay. Conversation came my way. I looked around to see who it might be. I walked across the floor and opened up the door, but I see that it's only me. And in my mind, I'm talking to you, saying something to you. If you were here today, whatever would I say that I haven't said before? Would you walk through the door and ask to stay for more and maybe sit a while? Would you talk and hold my hand, put our time right up like sand in the hourglass of our day? Would you stand and walk away? Would I ask you to stay in the silence of my mind? In my mind. In my mind. motion came my way. I looked around to see who it might be. Then walked across the floor and opened up the door. But I see it was only the silence and me.
Wow. Yeah, that was a good one to end on. I like that.
Bye bye, you.
Is that original?
That is. That's a song I wrote 2 years ago.
I'd have to listen to it a few times to figure out everything you're saying in there.
Mm-hmm. I like trippy songs of the mind. Most of mine are about conversations in the mind or the imagination or puns.
Out the window.
Yes.
Yeah, Roxanne writes like she thinks. She has a lot of words there.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I DJ, so that's why we get along so well.
Let's see, what's the one that we were going to do, but it wasn't quite ready? I wrote that 4 years ago. It's kind of a country. What did we call it? A twang shuffle something.
A country shuffle.
A country shuffle. Yeah.
Kerfluffle.
It's called Road of Mind.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll have to save that for next time.
Yes, we're not ready for that one. But.
Yeah. So you guys got any more gigs this weekend, or is this it?
No, not me. I don't think.
Oh, I didn't have one?
No. Yeah. Take the weekend off.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is to look on the calendars.
Get ready for winter.
You know, Joan Farnham puts a really good calendar out. WTIP has the music calendar. See who's playing. You know, Brian will be playing in Duluth next on the 28th. And then back here at Lutzen, at Voyager on the 11th, and then Lutzen through the holidays. So the pub.
So we have plenty of time for studio time.
And we do have a really nice Christmas gig planned. We'll be doing that Christmas Eve, I think, at Lutzen Lobby, with keys, solo piano, some Christmas jazz. Anybody who wants,
That Joni Mitchell song.
Well, yes, we should do that Joni Mitchell song. The thing is if anybody wants music for a party or for a home concert or anything, hey, you know, we've got a 3-hour set worked up, so
nice.
We're excited to do that through the holidays.
Nice. Well, thank you guys for coming to the Roadhouse on a Friday night.
And
on
we
the show.
Certainly miss Dick.
Don, Dick?
Dick, Richard.
Don, who's Dick?
Yeah.
We all miss Dick, but he's going to be breaking a leg up at the play, so we'll be back with him next. No, next Friday, we're off too. Thanksgiving, I should let everyone know we're playing some best of deal. So, Roxanne and Breanne, thanks so much for joining us on the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
Thank you.